This is the reading for April 6th. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise His name. Every day tell how He saves us. Tell the nations of His glory. Tell all peoples the miracles He does. Because the Lord is great, He should be praised at all times. He should be honored more than all the gods, because all the gods of the nations are only idols. But the Lord made the heavens. The Lord has glory and majesty. He has power and beauty in His temple. Praise the Lord, all nations on earth. Praise the Lord's glory and power. Praise the glory of the Lord's name. Bring an offering and come into His temple courtyards. Worship the Lord because He is holy. Tremble before Him, everyone on earth. Tell the nations, the Lord is King. The earth is set and it cannot be moved. He will judge the people fairly. Let the skies rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the fields and everything in them rejoice. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, because He is coming. He is coming to judge the world. He will judge the world with fairness and the peoples with truth. Joshua chapter 3. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia. They traveled to the Jordan River and camped there before crossing it. After 3 days, the officers went through the camp and gave orders to the people. When you see the priests and Levites carrying the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord your God, leave where you are and follow it. That way you will know which way to go, since you have never been here before. But do not follow too closely. Stay about 1,000 yards behind the Ark. Then Joshua told the people, "Make yourselves holy, because tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priests, "Take the Ark of the Agreement and go ahead of the people." So the priests lifted the Ark and carried it ahead of the people. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to make you great in the opinion of all the Israelites, so the people will know I am with you, just as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Agreement to go to the edge of the Jordan River and stand in the water." Then Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. Here is proof that the living God is with you, and that He will force out the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. The Ark of the Agreement with the Lord of the whole world will go ahead of you into the Jordan River. Now choose 12 men from among you, one from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. The priests will carry the Ark of the Lord, the master of the whole world, into the Jordan ahead of you. When they step into the water, it will stop. The river will stop flowing and will stand up in a heap." So the people left the place where they had camped, and they followed the priests who carried the Ark of the Agreement across the Jordan River. During harvest, the Jordan overflows its banks. When the priests carrying the Ark came to the edge of the river and stepped into the water, the water upstream stopped flowing. It stood up in a heap a great distance away at Adam, a town near Zarethan. The water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed the river near Jericho. The priests carried the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord to the middle of the river and stood there on dry ground. They waited there while all the people of Israel walked across the Jordan River on dry land. Joshua chapter 4. After all the people had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe. Tell them to get 12 rocks from the middle of the river, from where the priests stood. Carry the rocks and put them down where you stay tonight." So Joshua chose 1 man from each tribe. Then he called the 12 men together and said to them, "Go out into the river where the Ark of the Lord your God is. Each of you bring back 1 rock, one for each tribe of Israel, and carry it on your shoulder. They will be a sign among you. In the future, your children will ask you, 'What do these rocks mean?' Tell them, 'The water stopped flowing in the Jordan when the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord crossed the river.' These rocks will always remind the Israelites of this." So the Israelites obeyed Joshua and carried 12 rocks from the middle of the Jordan River, 1 rock for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded Joshua. They carried the rocks with them and put them down where they made their camp. Joshua also put 12 rocks in the middle of the Jordan River where the priests had stood while carrying the Ark of the Agreement. These rocks are still there today. The priests, carrying the ark, continued standing in the middle of the river until everything was done that the Lord had commanded Joshua to tell the people, just as Moses had told Joshua. The people hurried across the river. After they finished crossing the river, the priests carried the ark of the Lord to the other side as the people watched. The men from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh obeyed what Moses had told them. They were dressed for war, and they crossed the river ahead of the other people. About 40,000 soldiers prepared for war passed before the Lord as they marched across the river, going toward the plains of Jericho. That day the Lord made Joshua great in the opinion of all the Israelites. They respected Joshua all his life, just as they had respected Moses. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Command the priests to bring the Ark of the Agreement out of the river." So Joshua commanded the priests, "Come up out of the Jordan." Then the priests carried the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord out of the river. As soon as their feet touched dry land, the water began flowing again. The river again overflowed its banks, just as it had before they crossed. The people crossed the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and camped at Gilgal, east of Jericho. They carried with them the 12 rocks taken from the Jordan, and Joshua set them up at Gilgal. Then he spoke to the Israelites, "In the future your children will ask you, 'What do these rocks mean?' Tell them, 'Israel crossed the Jordan River on dry land. The Lord your God caused the river to stop flowing until you finished crossing it, just as the Lord did to the Red Sea. He stopped the water until we crossed it. The Lord did this so all the people would know He has great power, and so you would always respect the Lord your God."
Chapter 9.
Jesus called the 12 apostles together and gave them power and authority over every demon and power and authority to cure diseases. He sent them to spread the message about the kingdom of God and to cure the sick. He told them, "Don't take anything along on the trip. Don't take a walking stick, traveling bag, any food, money, or a change of clothes. When you go into a home, stay there until you're ready to leave. If people don't welcome you, leave that city and shake its dust off your feet as a warning to them." The apostles went from village to village, told the good news, and cured the sick everywhere. Herod the ruler heard about everything that was happening. He didn't know what to make of it. Some people were saying that John had come back to life. Others said that Elijah had appeared, and still others said that one of the prophets from long ago had come back to life. Herod said, "I had John's head cut off. Who is this person I'm hearing so much about?" So Herod wanted to see Jesus. The apostles came back and told Jesus everything they had done. He took them with him to a city called Bethsaida so that they could be alone. But the crowds found out about this and followed him. He welcomed them, talked to them about the kingdom of God, and cured those who were sick. Toward the end of the day, the 12 apostles came to him. They said to him, "Send the crowd to the closest villages and farms so that they can find some food and a place to stay. No one lives around here." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Unless we go to buy food for all these people, that's all we have." There were about 5,000 men. Then he told his disciples, "Have them sit in groups of about 50. So they did this. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, and blessed the food. He broke the loaves apart and kept giving them to the disciples to give to the crowd. All of them ate as much as they wanted. When they picked up the leftover pieces, they filled 12 baskets. Once when Jesus was praying privately and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They answered, "Some say you are John the Baptizer, others Elijah, and still others say that one of the prophets from long ago has come back to life." He asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, whom God has sent." He ordered them not to tell this to anyone. Jesus said that the Son of Man would have to suffer a lot. He would be rejected by the leaders, the chief priests, and the scribes. He would be killed, but on the third day he would come back to life. He said to all of them, "Those who want to come with me must say no to the things they want, pick up their crosses every day, and follow me. Those who want to save their lives will lose them, but those who lose their lives for me will save them. What good does it do for people to win the whole world but lose their lives by destroying them? If people are ashamed of me and what I say, the Son of Man will be ashamed of those people when he comes in the glory that he shares with the Father and the holy angels. I can guarantee this truth. Some people who are standing here will not die until they see the kingdom of God." About 8 days after he had said this, Jesus took Peter, John, and James with him and went up to a mountain to pray. While Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, both Moses and Elijah were talking with him. They appeared in heavenly glory and were discussing Jesus' approaching death and what he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Peter and the men with him were sleeping soundly. When they woke up, they saw Jesus' glory and the two men standing with him. As Moses and Elijah were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Teacher, it's good that we're here. Let's put up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter didn't know what he was saying. While he was saying this, a cloud overshadowed them. They were frightened as they went into the cloud. A voice came out of the cloud and said, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, they saw that Jesus was alone. The disciples said nothing, and for some time they told no one about what they had seen. The next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. A man in the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He's my only child." Whenever a spirit takes control of him, he shrieks, goes into convulsions, and foams at the mouth. After a struggle, the spirit goes away, leaving the child worn out. "I beg your disciples to force the spirit out of him, but they couldn't do it." Jesus answered, "You unbelieving and corrupt generation, how long must I be with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming to Jesus, the demon knocked the boy to the ground and threw him into convulsions. Jesus ordered the evil spirit to leave. He cured the boy and gave him back to his father. Everyone was amazed to see God's wonderful power. Everyone was amazed at all the things that Jesus was doing. So he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I say. The Son of Man will be betrayed and handed over to people." They didn't know what he meant. The meaning was hidden from them so that they didn't understand it. Besides, they were afraid to ask him about what he had said. A discussion started among them about who would be the greatest. Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. The one who is least among all of you is the one who is greatest." John replied, "Master, we saw someone forcing demons out of a person by using the power and authority of your name. We tried to stop him because he was not one of us." Jesus said to him, "Don't stop him. Whoever isn't against you is for you." The time was coming closer for Jesus to be taken to heaven, so he was determined to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead of him. They went into a Samaritan village to arrange a place for him to stay, but the people didn't welcome him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. James and John, his disciples, saw this. They asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But he turned and corrected them, so they went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to Jesus, "I'll follow you wherever you go." Jesus told him, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to sleep." He told another man, "Follow me." But the man said, "Sir, first let me go to bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. You must go everywhere and tell about the kingdom of God." Another said, "I'll follow you, sir, but first let me tell my family goodbye." Jesus said to him, "Whoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God."